What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a patron named Charlin.
Hi, my name is Charlin. My What If question is if there was a character named Dancy Pantsy, and he took over the world, and even the powerful creatures couldn't stop him, and he trapped everyone. Bye, I love your show.
Oh my goodness, Charlin. Thank you for your question and the suggestion of the character Dancy Pantsy. Now, today's story is also answering a number of other listener questions, but we're gonna keep them a surprise because I wanna jump into our story soon. Last week, we answered a question from Kathleen about toothbrushes who could erase pencils. And during that story, we also met two out of three finalists in our Adopt-a-Fred contest. Lots of kids sent in their votes via email, Instagram, Patreon, Spotify, Apple Podcast reviews, and even as part of their call-in questions. So thank you to everyone who voted. Our three highest vote-getters were Molamo, the lava person, the Jamaloo family, including Zach, Zizi, Mama Jamma, and Papaloo, and one other finalist you'll meet today. Now, obviously, Fred is going to have some input in who he ends up living with, so I cannot reveal who got the most votes just yet. Now, let's get back to the Jamaloo house and find out what if there was a character named Dancy Pantsy, and he took over the world, and even the powerful creatures couldn't stop him, and he trapped everyone. Plus a few other secret questions we'll save for later. Your story starts after a quick break. The toothbrush people known as the Bruth and the pencil people known as the Pensier were finally learning to get along, as you might recall from our last story.
Mom!
Said a sleepy Zach, who had not woken up throughout the entire traumatic scene that just took place in his bedroom.
Why is there a lava monster at my window? Are you dumping my messy room into a volcano?
No, Zach, I promised not to do that. More than twice,
said Zach's mom, Mama Jamma.
You're all here because Fred's going to move in with me,
said Molamo, the giant lava monster in question.
Hang on a second, said Mama Jamma. I flew us here because Fred might live with you. He also might decide to live with us.
Oh, yeah,
cried Zach.
I've always wanted a pet.
You mean besides your pet lizard, hedgehog, snake, cat, spider, werewolf, and unicorn?
Hey, that's just one pet with seven heads.
Granted, but
we wouldn't be here if you didn't want Fred to live with us too.
Okay, fine. I admit it, I love the little guy. But there are other families who want to adopt him too, Zach. And what he wants matters most.
Wow, everybody,
said Fred the dog, who just finished licking away the last of the invisibility toothpaste that had made all the colored pencil people disappear in the last episode.
You've made this old dog feel so loved. No matter where I choose to live, you will always be like family to me.
Meowtrageous!
They all heard someone shout from a distance. It was JF Cat, also known as JoJo Fluffy Cat, a fluffy black and white kitty, and one of Fred's oldest friends.
JoJo, where'd you come from?
From the bottom of this volcano. You gotta let me know when you relocate your dance class.
Oh, I'm sorry, JoJo, was that today?
Of course it was, said JF Cat. Why else would I be here?
Yeah, but how are you here?
There's no way you could have possibly known where we were.
It's pretty simple. I just listened to last week's episode.
Oh, that checks out.
Now I see.
I'm even more confused.
But what none of them had yet realized is that JF Cat was the third finalist in the Adopt a Fred contest.
Oh, yeah, I'm finally third. Thank you.
No, I think he said third spinal twist.
I'll pass on the massage. It's time for dance class.
And, ignoring me, the narrator altogether, Fred and JF Cat started stretching out for dance class.
Those are some nice spinal twists, JF Cat.
I know them outstanding. What a good idea I had to do them.
And so it was at that moment that they were all interrupted by Papaloo's news.
Papaloo's news here, interrupting everybody, including Mr. Eric.
I was finished, actually.
Interruption!
There it is.
You see, everyone, there's a new villain in town. Take it over the world. We don't know anything about him, except that his name's Dancy Pantsy and he took over the world and he trapped everyone and not even the most powerful creatures can stop him.
So that's like five things, if you count his pronouns.
Okay, so we know exactly five things about him. But now we're all trapped. Good thing I was already in my news recording shed at the time.
If you were in your recording shed, then how'd you find out about all this?
And the exact same way I somehow heard you, even though you're talking to a radio.
Makes sense to me.
No further questions.
I have only questions.
So stay tuned to Papaloo's news, where all questions are answered eventually. Except they sometimes lead to a lot more questions.
Oh, I'm bored of this.
Hey, don't turn off the radio. I'm your dad. I'm stuck in the shed.
He'll be fine. That's where he hides all the snacks.
So, everyone's trapped here with me, Freddy.
Teetering at the mouth of an active volcano. With me, Molamo.
And I, JF Cat, am still waiting for my dance class.
Let's get dancy.
Oh, Dancy Schmancy.
I think his name is Dancy Pantsy, actually.
No, I mean, we can't talk about dancing at a time like this. The world is in jeopardy.
Yeah, well, I don't mean to sound crass, but isn't the world practically always in jeopardy?
He's got a point.
A really good point. Isn't the most important thing we do today figuring out where Freddy's gonna live?
I have a passing interest in that particular outcome.
Then it's settled. Instead of trying to save the world from Dancy Pantsy, who according to Charlene's question is pretty unstoppable, let's just all take turns telling stories.
Oh, one of those episodes.
Oh, one of those two-part episodes.
Yeah, we kind of got caught up doing a bunch of Mr. Eric bits.
They're not my bits, I'm just the narrator.
Don't let him start narrating again, or we won't even get to the first story.
So, Fred, if we tell the best story, you'll be our puppy?
No. Maybe a little.
Fred, we're all trying to give you a home. Maybe you should try being a little bit more grateful.
I'm super grateful. And if your story happens to demonstrate how fun it would be to live with you, then all the better.
This just in. One of Dancy Pantsy's superpowers is making all what-if questions have to do with music or dancing somehow.
I thought I turned that radio off.
And one of my superpowers is turning radios on.
Dad!
But seriously, if anyone could save the day, there's very little water in here.
So, who wants to go first?
As presumably the top vote getter,
I have not revealed the final tally.
I, JF Cat, should obviously go first. Also, I want a nap soon so it works out.
Okay, JoJo.
And here's your question from a listener named Henry.
Hello, my name is Henry. I like role-playing games. What if a bunch of kittens went to a dance party that turns them into apple pie?
Oh, I want to thank you, Henry, for giving me the question that'll help me win this contest.
Not a contest.
Says you. So let's find out, what if a bunch of kittens went to a dance party that turned them into apple pie? Once upon a pie.
Oh, Jojo, you want to narrate? I'd be happy to.
Sorry, Mr. Eric, there's too much riding on this.
Wow, I didn't know you felt that strongly about living with Fred the dog.
No, I just want the story to be short, and you can be kinda long-winded.
I'm not sure that's fair.
We're 9 minutes in, and my story just started.
Okay, yeah, carry on.
Yeah, well, as I was saying, I, JF Cat, a true entrepreneur, had just opened my brand new nightclub/pie bakery. And while it was sure to be the most popular business that ever bizened, for some reason, no one had come in yet.
I just don't get it. JF Cat, my best friend for a very long time,
said Fred the dog. My best friend for a very long time.
Hey, no fair, Jojo.
Is that really what I sound like in stories?
Interrupted two people who weren't telling the story.
Whoops, sorry.
Anyway, there I was, my nightclub full of freshly baked pies, but nobody was eating them or dancing.
You know who really likes pies? My oldest, bestest friend,
said Fred, staring up at me adoringly, to which I responded, everyone, Fred, everyone likes pies.
Exactly. So I don't know what you're doing wrong.
I swung open the cat wing doors, leading into Once Upon a Pie, which was, of course, the name of my business. And just at that very moment,
what was that?
It was supposed to be a pants-fluttering sound.
Maybe something like...
Okay, Mr. Eric, since you have human lips, you can be in charge of sound effects.
Honored to help.
So just then, there was a... Don't get greedy, Mr. Eric.
Okay, yeah.
And a fluttering pair of pants flew into Once Upon a Time. I mean pie.
I am Dancy Pantsy, villain of the week. But for 2 weeks, because it took Mr. Eric too long to get into this first story.
Oh, no. Not Dancy Pantsy. I am so frightened, JF Cat. Please save me.
I leapt out at Dancy Pantsy, who was, as you may have guessed, just a fluttering pair of classic khakis. But... Nice flutter there, Mr. Eric.
I can take a note.
Dancy Pantsy simply flew out of the way.
Oh no, Jojo Fluffy Cat.
Cried Fred, cowering in fear.
Remember how Charlene's question said that even the most powerful characters couldn't defeat Dancy Pantsy?
Then it's just as I predicted. I'm so powerful
and popular
that I cannot defeat Dancy Pantsy. The pair of evil pants flapped away, but not before sprinkling Dancy dust all over the pies.
Well, I think these pies are cool enough. Time for me to eat them.
And that was when a bunch of kittens were drawn into Once Upon a Pie by the smell of the pie.
Oh, that was your mistake, Jojo. If you could ever be accused of making a mistake.
Oh, yes. All the flying and fluttering through the door caused the pie sense to get out into what-if world, rather than being trapped inside here, where only we could enjoy their deliciousness.
Meow.
Said the hungry kittens, but they didn't have any money, so I kicked them out.
Whoa, hey, Jojo, don't you remember being a hungry kitten who just wanted to eat some pie and occasionally go dancing at a club?
You mean back when we were adorable best friends, roaming the streets of Meowsachusetts together?
That's right. Very fond memories.
Okay, you kittens. Come on in. Have some pie. Do some dancing. It pretty much has to happen at some point in this story. And so the many kittens ate their fill of pie and then danced the morning away, as well as themselves somehow.
Hey, Jojo, where'd those kittens go?
Typically, after I eat some pie and dance, I go have a nap somewhere.
Just a quick side note that you really can't give pie to cats.
Unless you own a cat pie nightclub. I made sure we had magical, friendly cat pies.
Don't you mean cat-friendly? Like cats can eat them?
Cat-friendly, friendly cat, what's the difference?
Jojo, I don't know how to break this to you, but I think you turned those kittens into apple pie.
Impossible. Or perhaps intentional.
What?
Yes, for you see, there's nothing you can't accomplish with a pie full of kittens. I said, picking up one of the pies where you could see all the cute little kitten heads bobbing around underneath the crust.
Oh, of course. So someone goes to eat the pie, but instead of eating a kitten, which would be inconceivably horrible,
the kittens all jump out at them,
which is simultaneously so cute, gross, and weird, that... Well, I don't know. It's just really cute, gross, and weird.
Yeah, well, I can say with confidence that cat sealing a high concentration of cats in a pie is
Hey, are you gonna start saying all con words as cat words now?
I'm cat-sittering it.
Oh, boy.
I just have to work out the pros and cats.
That one hardly makes sense.
I agree with you.
Then why are we whispering?
Because I wanna keep it cat-fidential.
Totally, because we're gonna use these pies to save the day somehow?
I confess, I have no idea.
Oh, well, can we do some dog words next?
It's a possibility.
Oh, we're doing it already?
Oh, indoggedly.
Wait, can you do it with smaller words?
Well, let's have some lettuce pie to get more waffage.
Can we do it with better words?
Doggone it, Freddy. It's not like I have some kind of dogument catadogging all the good dog words.
What about sticks? Gotta be some ground we can cover there.
But not every dog is obsessed with-
Wow, this dancy pansy thing's a sticker stickuation than I stuck.
Did you just use stick in the past tense?
I think so.
What is happening?
Oh no, I think we got trapped in another one of Mr. Eric's bits.
Hey, I'm not even narrating this story.
Well, could I persuade you to take over for a minute? I've got a quick errand to run.
Sure. And JF Cat ran off.
Thanks.
I wonder where he went.
Ding dong.
Oh, I must have recently gotten a doorbell and then completely forgot about it. Also, the doorbell sounds just like JF Cat.
Ding dang, I think he's on to me.
Of course I am, Jojo. I'm a wicked smart narrator.
Narrated Mr. Eric, thinking he'd got the better of me.
Wait, what's happening now?
But then he saw that I'd brought him a delicious apple pie.
Oh, wow. JF Cat, is this pie for me?
Positively. I just wanted to thank you for helping me come up with all these cat puns throughout our many years of working together.
Oh, well, you came up with all the best ones.
Apparently. Case in point.
Now, can I have some of that pie?
Oh, yeah, of course. Enjoy.
Huh, awfully lumpy and crawly.
Now, don't worry about that. It's just the pie full of kittens. Get them!
You've outwitted me again, JF Cat.
Now, Karen's gonna want to adopt them all.
The end.
Oh, Mr. Eric. We all knew that pie was full of kittens.
Well, so did I. That was JF Cat narrating me being gullible.
Oh, please. As if you've never fallen for the old pie full of cats bit.
Well, I liked it. Especially the parts where I was right and JF Cat was wrong.
Yeah, I thought you might like that.
But you didn't defeat Dancy Pantsy.
Yeah, the world's still in jeopardy.
And Papa Woe's still trapped in the shed.
Just like we're trapped in this futuristic rocket ship house.
With all the amenities and comforts you could ever want.
At this point, I'd settle for a bathroom.
Then we'd better get through the rest of these stories as fast as we can.
Thank you, Mr. Eric.
Next week.
Oh.
Charlene and Henry, thank you very much for your questions. I hope you have all enjoyed your story. Folks at home, did you notice anyone behaving differently in JF Cat's story? Why do you think that is? What do you think are some of the pros and cons?
It's pros and cats!
To living with the Jamaloos, Molamo, or JF Cat. Finally, what do you think of this Dancy Pantsy who just took over What If World? If the most powerful characters in What If World can't stop him, then what's everyone else gonna do? Take a moment to think about our weekly questions, talk them out with your grown-up, and maybe let them inspire your next What If. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that no pair of khakis can ever be your king, because you are mighty. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio. With 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem, we provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.